Well, welcome to Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I don't know about thoughts. I think we all have them. But, you know, when I look at our church calendar and I see the message of the church calendar and we look at it every year, we go through, and then, of course, we have the blessing of the birth of Christ, and then we have the resurrection of Christ, and it's just wonderful. So we follow something called Lent. Now, that was put together by the church fathers many, many years ago, and it kind of has representation into when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted for 40 days. But we have a little booklet that Tina managed to get, and it's a devotion for Lent, and it's once a day devotion toward the day of Easter. So if you'd like to have one, let Phil, myself know, or Tina or somebody, and we'll send you one in the mail or deliver to you in person, whichever you would like. But we are in the season of Lent. Now, we look at Scripture on day 12 of the Lenten devotional, and it comes from Judges, chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Hear God's word. Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, he was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under the oppressed and the afflicted of them. But when the judge died, the people returned to the ways even more corrupt than those of their ancestors, following the gods and serving and worshiping them, not the true God, but the false God. They refused to give up their evil practice and stubborn ways. Now we have the good news from Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give them the name Jesus, because he will save his people from all of their sins." Some of the other recommended reading is in Psalm 18, verses 2 and 3, John chapter 8, verses 34 through 36, and in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. But God has already and always had a plan to save his people and deliver us from sin. Boy, that's a good thing, don't you think? In the book of the Judges, it modeled the role of a deliverer, but the ministry was always temporary. The judges had no long-term ability to deliver the people from their enemies, or even in the final sense, their sin. Now, they could not keep people from sinning. That was very obvious, and even with today, we have all these rules and regulations and laws and all kind of stuff, but it don't keep us from doing what we want to do, even coming right down to sinning. We all do it. Some do more than others, but we all do it. So there wasn't a way to keep them from sinning. The judges couldn't do it. The Ten Commandments couldn't do it. But Jesus could. His name in Hebrew means Yahweh saves. I don't think there could be a clearer message. God is a God who saves his people. God loved his people so much that he manifested himself in the flesh, coming through the birth canal, through the virgin. And coming into this world to experience everything we experience up to and including death, unless he comes for us first, we're all going to experience it. I don't think there's not a clearer message anywhere that God is a God who saves his people. Now, in order to do that, though, we got a part in it. We got to repent. You know, and people have a hard time doing that, repenting. But you know, one of the most beautiful things at Lent is that we kind of review ourselves and look at ourselves in a lot of different ways and make decisions and ask God for forgiveness. You see, the problem with people in Jesus' time, same as the time that we live in now, we all want to have a deliverer. We all want somebody to help us out of financial struggles or our trouble, our relationships, our sickness. But none of us seem to quite want to go to be so desperate to save from the dominion of darkness, from sin. We don't like that, but we just want the easy peasy way out, as we talked about last week. So during this time of Lent, realize that God has control over all powers, all authorities, all spiritual forces of the world, over all the rebellious people throughout the course of history, and those crazy people over there, the attacked Ukraine. It's a mystery why people do what people do. But if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll be saved. And that's what we got to do, because we can't control people, places, and things. So, Father, we know that you hear us when we cry out for help and bring us into safety, into your heavenly kingdom. And we know nothing can stop him from saving us except our own foolish rejection of the deliverer. Wow. So this Lenten season is designed to let you get through all these 40 days worth of Lent. But did you know Sundays are coming, as the old preacher used to say after a hard-pressed sermon? And Sunday is coming, because on Sunday we have a day of grace. So if you gave up chocolate for Lent, here comes Sunday, a day of grace. You can have a piece of chocolate. Isn't God good? Well, anyhow, just wanted you to know that. So, Father, we come into prayer, and we also lift up prayers to people that put on our prayer list and our prayer card, and put different prayer lists and bulletin, and also different things that's placed in the offering plate. You know, we have a prayer line now that Tina is running, and it's done by email. I hope and pray you tap into that. But prayer is an important part of what we do as God's people. Father of mercy and grace, thank you for being our God. Until you intervened into this world, Lord, we were all on a path that led to disappointment and emptiness and even death. But because you're so merciful, you opened our eyes so that we could see our spiritual bankruptcy. You know the true nature of our condition and the depth of our real need. So when we cry out for deliverance and we ask, oh Lord, save us, only then could I reach and lay hold of your grace. You know, when you hit true bottom, you ain't got nowhere else to look up. So Father, we come to you today and we look up. Thank you for being our deliverer, our hope in this life and in the life to come. And it's his precious name, Jesus Christ, that we pray. We always close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer. And most of us have memorized it, although there's a couple little different versions in Scripture. And the one that I like comes out of the King James Version. And it's this one. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's why I like this particular translation of the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation. God does not tempt us. God loves us. But then in this prayer we say, but deliver us from the one who is the problem, the evil one, the devil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed day. You need anything, you know where we are. We got phone number in a bulletin. We got emails. We want to be a part of you and pray with you and for you. Or if you just need a touch or somebody to talk to, just know that we're here for you at Bethel United Methodist Church. We got some powerful prayer warriors in this church. Amen. Have a good day.